I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, December 12. Coming up, divestment of Norman Manley International Airport to be complete by mid-2019. Senator Aubyn Hill appointed Executive Director of the Economic Growth Council, and Consumer Affairs Commission secures over $8.8 million in compensation for aggrieved customers this fiscal year. The news in detail after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. The divestment of the Norman Manley International Airport NMIA is scheduled to be completed by June 2019. That's the word from President and Chief Executive Officer of the Airports Authority of Jamaica and NMIA Airports Limited, Audley Diedrich. Mr. Diedrich says eight bidders were shortlisted earlier this year and the bidding stage launched in June. All bids, he says, are expected to be returned by March 2018, with a winner being announced shortly after.
That winning bidder having been announced by the government, we expect to have commercial close by June of 2018. And we're now going to be giving 12 months for the financial closure, which will take us to June of 2019. So June of 2019 is when you're likely to see a new operator taking over Norman Manley, assuming all goes to plan.
Mr. Diedrich was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The preferred bidder will be mandated to undertake a major capital expansion program at the airport, including extension of the runway and improvement to the airside and other terminal facilities. Senator Aubyn Hill has been appointed Executive Director of the Economic Growth Council, EGC. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement during a press conference at Jamaica House Tuesday. Among other things, Mr. Hill will be tasked with developing economic policies to drive growth, as well as working with both the public and private sectors to implement growth-inducing strategies.
As I outline the critical functions, develop economic policy to help with the accountability for growth and to help with the coordination of economic growth strategies and projects across the government.
Prime Minister Holness says he's confident the appointment will help the country meet its target of 5% economic growth in 4 years. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says multi-destination marketing is key to achieving growth in regional tourism. Minister Bartlett says despite significant growth in tourism earnings over the past few years, the Caribbean region continues to face strong competition from other popular destinations around the world. He says creating travel packages that allow tourists to travel to multiple destinations presents a viable strategy to help the region increase its market share in the global tourism industry.
So we can market together as a single space. We can go to the large airlines that are operating from far distant destinations. They can bring people who want to have 3 week vacations and give them multiple island experiences.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a press conference Tuesday. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is reporting that it secured approximately $8.8 million in compensation on behalf of aggrieved customers in the first 8 months of the current financial year. CAC Chief Executive Officer Dulcy Allen says 1,125 complaints were resolved for the period, compared with 1,073 for the same period during the last financial year. CAC Chief Executive Officer Dulcy Allen says 1,125 complaints were resolved for the period, compared with 1,073 for the same period during the last financial year. Most of the complaints fell in the electrical equipment and appliances category, followed by other services such as salon, medical and customer service matters, and utilities. Mrs. Allen says telecommunications-related matters accounted for an increase in the utilities category.
We have had one meeting already with Digicel. We'll be having next week another meeting, but this time with Flo. So we are seeking to see how best we can have matters resolved for our consumers.
The CAC Chief Executive Officer was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.